Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. My, I know it was the blood for me. Jesus was that last sacrificial lamb. My. And it's through that blood that was shed on that cross that we are free, praise God. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead, Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offering, just as a True Truth spiritual church needs them. Amen and amen. Thank you to everyone who supported Signs in June. But sadly, I must tell you, June fell short over $160 to pay for the radio time. I may have to cancel Saturday morning soon and possibly even Wednesday night. I am very sorry, but I may have no choice. This program is listener-supported. I cannot keep it on the air by myself. Enough said, just pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help the program today. Be blessed, my friends. Now for our last day's end times quick Bible study, King James Version from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye may not be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Watchman comment, inherit the promises. Hallelujah, amen. That's for me. How about you? Would you believe that the word desire here means to turn upon a thing in such a way that it becomes of utmost importance to you? My. Yep. It means that everyone should show that same diligence, which means earnestness in accomplishing, promoting, or striving after anything. Hallelujah, amen. Can you do it, my dear listening friends? Can you achieve that lofty goal? Sure you can, but of course it must be in Christ, not in yourself. Amen. In Christ you can accomplish the full assurance of hope unto the end. And let me assure you, the end is not far off, as the last day, the day of the Lord, is very, very near now. Amen. Since in Christ you can do it, then anything else is in slothfulness that you cannot do. And must I define that word for you? Okay. It is slow, sluggish, dull. I do not know about you, but I certainly do not want to appear slow, sluggish, or dull in Yahweh's eyes. How about you? But instead to appear as a follower of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah, amen. Hebrews chapter 11. How about you, my friends? Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Let's not be slow or sluggish on this program. Let's speed up and get ready for the end, the last day, the return of our Lord. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 1:1. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am, hath sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, saith the Lord, I cry out from Zion. I speak to my remnant and to the peoples of the earth, saith God. I call you now to hear my voice. I call you now to seek me and me only, saith God. Who is the enemy that he should deceive you so easily, saith God? Turn away from the things that are evil, and turn back to me. For am I not the King of kings and the Lord of lords? I am your Savior, saith God, and you shall have no other gods before me, saith the Lord.
And now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, in this program, as always, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 20 through 22. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Watchman comment, my friends, do not be as little children in your understanding, but instead stand therefore, Ephesians 6:14, in the understanding of mature Christians. We are not children that we can only take the milk of Yahweh's word. We are mature in our understanding and in our spiritual walk. It has in true truth been written in Holy Scriptures, tongues are a sign for unbelievers. That is why you hear tongues sometimes on this program, as the Spirit of the Lord gets the unbelievers' attention. But, you who are believers, when you hear prophecy, it is the Spirit of the Lord trying to get your attention like you heard at the beginning of this program. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22, prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Come, my friends, to spiritual attention when you hear prophecy on this True Truth program, and hearken your spiritual ears. But caution, not all who prophesy on other programs are true prophets. Amen and amen. Just listen to Brother Johnson's True Truth teachings, and you will be able to discern a true prophet from a false one. Amen. So get right and get ready. Let he that hath an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto you. Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Alex, Virginia, Michael, Ohio, Paul, Dallas, Texas, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they sent their WOW, Walk on Water love gifts, and they are sponsoring tonight's program and the repeat on Saturday morning, WWCR 7490 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Father, I thank you for Alex and Michael and Paul, that they would be blessed, Lord God, for supporting the program, Lord God, that you would touch them in many different ways, that you would be Jehovah Jireh, their provider, that they would be able to make it in the times of the end better than those who do not make an effort to serve you, Lord God. Thank you and praise you, and we all give you glory, Lord. Amen and amen. Please pray, my friends, and ask the Lord if you should send something to help support this program. There is truly a need to cover radio time in July. Enough said. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's what I try to do on this program. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Obamacare to unleash crushing new taxes, trillions in debt, huge job losses. By now, we all know that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the individual mandate portion of Obamacare by declaring it a tax. This is, in essence, a declaration that the U.S. federal government now has unlimited power to force consumers to spend some or even all of their take-home pay on various products, services, or even intellectual property that they have no interest in buying in the first place. It is a concentration of economic power in the hands of a dictatorship U.S. federal government, and it suddenly ends economic liberty, freedoms in America. It is also the largest tax increase in the history of the United States of America. By upholding Obamacare's individual mandate as a tax, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice just labeled President Obama the largest tax increase president in the history of America. Chief Justice Roberts has declared it is a tax after all. Thus, Obama's key legislative achievement has become the single greatest legislative deception in the history of America. The new tax begins in 2014, then ramps up to its maximum penalty in 2016, at which point you are taxed year after year until you cave in and buy into the monopoly Big Pharma health insurance scam that has been now falsely legalized. The High Court's ruling leaves in place 21 tax increases in the health care law, costing more than $675 billion over the next 10 years. Of those, 12 tax hikes would affect families earning less than $250,000 per year. Watchman comment, I thought Obama said that wasn't going to happen. Isn't Satan the father of all lies? Continuing. For the record, under the precedent now set by the U.S. Supreme Court, the federal government can simply order you to engage in whatever commerce the government chooses. All they have to do is create a penalty for refusing to go along with their order and characterize that penalty as a tax. The precedent has been set. Watchman comment? Instant legal slavery to the government. My, oh, my. Continuing. U.S. beaches heavily contaminated with sewage bacteria. U.S. beaches can be dirty places, making about 3.5 million people sick each year from sewage in the water, said an annual study that rates American beaches by how dirty they are. The Natural Resources Defense Council report included 3,000 beaches nationwide and listed 15 repeat offenders that have turned up again and again in the pollution ratings. Those included 4 beaches in Louisiana, Avalon and Doney State Park beaches in Southern California, and select waterfront beaches in Ohio, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Wisconsin. So therefore, when people dive into the ocean where much of the contamination ends up, it can make them sick with a range of waterborne illnesses, including stomach flu, skin rashes, pink eye, ear, nose, and throat problems, dysentery, hepatitis, respiratory ailments, neurology disorders, and other serious health problems. My, oh my, Watchman comment. Forget about the sharks. Stay out of the water, period. Continuing. The FBI has conducted more than 100 investigations into suspected Islamic extremists within the U.S. military. Although it cannot be easy to deal with Islamic terror in the U.S. military, as long as one of the main sponsors of Islamic terrorism, Barack Obama, resides in the White House, about a dozen of those cases are considered serious. They include not just active and reserve military personnel, but also individuals who have access to military facilities, such as contractors and close family members with dependent ID cards. You have to think about how the people in the military community aren't just your run-of-the-mill jihadists, says Bruce Hoffman, a professor and counterterrorism expert at Georgetown University. These are people who have access to guns and to bases and are supposed to have security clearances. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Seismologists warn Japan against restarting nuclear reactors. Two prominent seismologists said that Japan is ignoring the safety lessons of last year's Fukushima crisis and warned against restarting two reactors this month. Japan has approved the restart of the two reactors at the Kasai Electrical Power Ohai Nuclear Plant, northwest of Tokyo, despite mass public opposition. They will be the first to come back online after all reactors were shut following the massive earthquake and tsunami last March that caused the worst nuclear crisis since the Russian Chernobyl reactor incident. Watchman comment. They have already turned on one of those reactors, and they may have turned on the other by the time you hear this. Continuing. Cape Canaveral, Florida. A new clandestine satellite has rocketed into space. The unmanned Delta IV heavy rocket lifted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It carried a satellite for the National Reconnaissance Office. The reconnaissance office is keeping mum about the satellite's purpose. Also this. A private nonprofit group led by former astronauts, spacecraft designers, and asteroid specialists has proposed a spacecraft to find a 500,000 asteroids in Earth-crossing orbits and provide advanced warning of impact threats. My. Meanwhile, back here on Terra Firma, that's Earth, folks, New York City police debut super chopper equipped to detect radiation signatures from long distances. The chopper, which uses the call sign Aviation 22, is equipped with new radiation detection equipment that is so sensitive it can fly over a container, cargo, or tanker ship and accurately detect a radiation signature from an altitude of up to 200 feet. It is the very latest tool in New York City's counterterrorism arsenal and another sign of how critical helicopters have become in the counterterrorism operations of America's largest police department. Watchman comment? Does it have missiles also? That ought to make the hair rise on the back of your neck every time you hear a helicopter's loud roarer roaring above you. Does that make you feel safe? It doesn't make me feel safe. Continuing. Betty Crocker faces boycott for endorsing gay marriage. In declaring a war on marriage, General Mills is declaring war on their own customers. Watchman comment. Have you ever thought that by eating Cheerios for breakfast you would be supporting gay marriage? How about when you bite into an Oreo cookie, which is now making a multi-layered Oreo cookie in rainbow colors, no less, in support of all homosexuals and queers? My, oh my. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. The Bible said that. I didn't. Look it up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Now, I'd like to continue commenting that is a holy scriptural command. Will you obey it? You will if you are truly saved Christians. General Mills, by the way, said openly and boldly that they would not back down. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. From such, turn away. Continuing. Obamacare 2 might go something like this. Although it's a scenario, folks, but it might go this way. We are the government. We will be paying for everybody's medical treatment from cradle to grave. Therefore, we have a right to decide how you live and behave. Because it's very expensive, don't you know, to treat you for diseases after the fact. We intend to run your life so you won't get so sick so fast. We intend to keep you healthy. Do not mess with us, as it might not go well with you. We will tell you what health means, and we will tell you how to live healthy, what to do and what not to do, so we can avoid paying for your diseases. Don't eat cake. Don't eat more than 1,200 calories a day. We can track it. Well, that was a scenario, but it sounds funny, and it sounds like it's way out, but you better watch out. It's a possible scenario. Continuing. World first GM babies born. The world's first genetically modified humans have now been created. It has been revealed, or so says this report. It was disclosed that 30 healthy babies have been born after a series of experiments in the United States, which then provoked another furious debate about ethics of creating human beings. So far, two of the babies that have been tested have been found to contain genes from three parents, two women and one man. Watchman comment, this was from a source I do not totally trust. Is it true? I really don't know. Could they do such a thing? I believe they could. All they have to do is combine the genes of two separate eggs and then fertilize it with one sperm. My. They can do it. They've done it. Continuing. U.S. Army controls lightning bolts with lasers. The scientists and engineers created the laser-induced plasma channel, LIPC, to take out targets that conduct electricity by harnessing the power of lightning as directed by a laser. The laser just creates the path of least resistance between the power source, the lightning, and the target, creating what might be called laser lightning. Although refinement is still much needed, the team never got tired of the lightning bolts zapping their simulated targets in their test. My. Could it be that we now have a real form of what used to be called the stunkin' ray gun in commercials? My. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week to help pay the bills for July's radio time. This program is listener supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. My deepest heartfelt thanks to all who supported Signs in June. But once more, sadly, I must tell you, June fell over $160 short to pay for June's radio time. I may have to cancel Saturday morning soon, and possibly even Wednesday night. Sorry, but I may have no choice. As I said, this program is listener-supported, and I can't do it on my own. Enough said. Please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you help with. Then send it. Be blessed. Here's my address. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S. P-O, Box 1. 2-2. Town is Lyle. Spell that. L-I-S-L-E. State is New York. Abbreviate that N-Y. Zip in the USA. 13797. Thank you for writing to save Saturday morning's and Wednesday evening's program. There's no need to go out and get a money order or write a check for small offerings, but they all add up. Just put them right in the envelopes and cover them up real good. Pray over them and send them. God will get them through. He always does. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed. It may twiggle some thorns, but at least they will know the true truth about Indian shamanism, dream catchers. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. My friends, dream catchers, those popular spidery-looking sacred hoops, you should know about where they came from and what they really are. Dream catchers, those sacred hoops, adorned with feathers sometimes, originated with the Ojibwa tribe during the 60s and 70s, supposedly to protect the sleeper by catching bad dreams or evil spirits. Then they caught on with other tribes and spread through the New Age movement into popular culture. Today it is not uncommon to see dream catchers in gift shops and variety stores and other places. Dream catchers are even used in some public school settings. Basically, using a dream catcher for its originally intended purpose is nothing more than a form of practicing occultism or witchcraft. How can an inanimate object catch evil spirits, much less bad dreams? And why attempt to catch evil spirits or nightmares? Who wants those things anyway? My, I don't. Although the Indian native peoples can sometimes see into the spiritual world of darkness because their medicine men are called shamans, which is a form of Indian shamanism or Indian witchcraft, dream catchers or anything having to do with the occult will merely attract evil spirits and demonic activity. And that's the truth, folks. It's like a Ouija board or anything else. You do those kind of things and you're going to attract demonic spirits. Using dream catchers is an open invitation for more spiritual works of darkness to be called into your life. You do not want that, do you? You are a born-again Christian, I hope. If you do, you have a protector. His name is Almighty Yahweh, who stands between you and the evil realm. You need nothing more than Jesus Christ himself to overcome all works and powers of darkness by his death and burial and resurrection. My dear listening friends, if you pay attention to God's word and not to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, you can walk in Yahweh's freedom from fear, Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Also, Ephesians 6:12 says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Wow, that's the truth. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto his churches, and his ministers, and his evangelists, and anybody else listening out there. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. on WWCR. I do not know how much longer I can keep it on Saturday mornings with less love gifts, tithes, and offerings coming in. Please pray and then write me a letter soon. Also, please tune in again on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program, new prophecy news, new teachings on frequency 4840 WWCR, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, with pictures and other things on my website, go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. www.signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link and send me an email from either website. Thanks for tuning in to the International Signs Radio program, my friends. Broadcast over the whole wide world through shortwave, internet, download, and podcasting. This program is here to be a blessing to you and to make you an informed Christian, especially of the Bible and the end times.
Hello, brother. Got 5x9 reception. Report for you, Southern Louisiana.
Thank you, brother, for the call and for all the information. God bless you, Maranatha. Here is the address to write down again. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you're listening, that also helps keep Signs on the air. It's pretty lonely behind this microphone. I can't see you out there, folks. I can only hear you when you call. As I said, I only have one line, so please keep dialing or hitting your redial if it's busy until you get through. Thanks, my friends. And if your call is going to be long, please hold until 1/2 hour after the program to let the shorter 15, 20, 30 second radio checks come in. Get ready. Here comes my number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Just tell me your state and how well you can hear the program. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you're calling after the program, you need not tell me which program. But if you call any other time, please let me know what program you're speaking of. I appreciate it. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times that you live in right now today. And once more, my heartfelt thanks to all who support and keep this program on the air. And my prayers go with you. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.